Hello, my friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul. It's the 12th day of March. Thanks for joining me as we are continuing our journey in the Gospel of Luke. We're going to try and close this passage on the parable of the Good Samaritan today. We are in the middle of an enormous amount of transition in our life and ministry, and because of that, we will not be having our Tuesday evening Bible study tonight in Flowery Branch, Georgia. And I say that knowing that most of you couldn't be there anyway, but we do post those every Wednesday. We will not have one to post tomorrow, but that doesn't mean we will not make a posting in the next couple of weeks. In fact, the next two, let me just go ahead and announce this, tonight and next week, we will not meet on Tuesdays, which means that we will not have our regular Wednesday drop. Part of this is our moves. We've been moving houses, part of our stuff to South Carolina, where our church has provided us a place, and part of our stuff just up the road as we downsize a little bit in Georgia. Don't need quite the house that we needed, but we still need a residence here as Lauren is in school and are in university. And so we are shuffling some things in our life a little bit. We're in the middle of that, and we're right in the middle of it, in fact, moving. And you can probably even hear a bit more of an echo the next couple of days. I'm finishing this week's worth of podcasts in my old office space in our house here in Georgia, and I've cleared everything out of this room, so it's getting a little echoey. Feels a little odd for me as I speak, but that's what that's all about, and that's why we aren't meeting tonight. And then next week, there's renovations happening in our theater, and so we weren't able to get in next week. So we're just going to take a couple. That helps us to get these moves finished up as well, take a couple of weeks off, and then we'll be back. But I will make a posting next week because we're going to give you some updates on some things happening in our life. I'm also going to make some announcements for our video and audio audience. And so watch for that next week. Just be a few minutes long, but a very important midweek drop coming up next week. The parable of the Good Samaritan is in Luke chapter 10. Most of this entire story falling between verses, well, if you take the lead in, it starts in verse 25, but the real parable of the Good Samaritan is verses 30 to 37. I want to just sort of wrap this up today. I've been working on this now for about 3 days. Well, longer than that. We've been on from the 25th verse. We've been working since the 7th of March. But this story has really moved me the last few years as I've had a renaissance in my own discipleship towards away from just lists of morality. Stuff you shouldn't do and should do and shouldn't do and should do, and you judge yourself based on how many you do or don't. I've shifted from that to expressing the love of God to my fellow neighbor, a shift that seems like it would be easy, but I actually have found it's been a very difficult shift. There's almost a warm blanket feeling to moral codes, because if you can construct them just right, you can justify the ones you don't do well keeping because you're quote-unquote trying, and you can feel really good about the ones you keep because you can always find someone who can't keep them, whatever your code is. That actually becomes a little easier to deal with. What's difficult to deal with is loving your neighbor, especially when you figure out or learn that your neighbor is the last person you want it to be. It's easy when your neighbor's the people you want them to be. Your neighbor's your best friend. Your neighbor's your spouse. Your neighbor's the guy you work with. Your neighbor's the person that literally lives next door to you, and you may not get along with them every day, but they're not so bad, and you love them because that's what being quote-unquote neighborly is all about. The Good Samaritan turns that on its ear. It says it's not who you expect that is the most neighborly, so don't judge the people that you like the least. It could be that that's the very definition of neighborly love. So for me, the last few years, what the Good Samaritan has meant is that the person that you least expect is the person you should call your neighbor, and the person that is not the easiest for you to naturally love. is the person you should think of as your neighbor when you think of loving your neighbor as yourself. Don't think love your best friend, love your spouse, love the guy that you work with, love your next door neighbor as yourself. Think love the guy that you've never were taught to love. Love him or her as yourself. See, that's why putting the Samaritan into the story for a bunch of Jews in this audience was important, because they had been taught that these people were inferior, that their version of living and religion were inferior. To insert them into the story means that we don't get to make our neighbor exactly who we wish for it to be. I had never really thought about this until we were doing this on the DDP, the fact that when Jesus says who was the one that was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers, and the lawyer won't say the Samaritan. Instead, he says the one who showed him mercy. And I had never seen before that even in answering the question, the man couldn't say the Samaritan. He wouldn't let it cross his lips. Instead, he just said the one who showed him mercy. Like, I'm not even going to give this guy the credit of calling him what he is. I will talk about what he did, but I refuse to see him for what he is. And that's struck me the last couple of days, is how difficult it is for us to spot the neighbor when it's not who we wish for it to be, but also how difficult that it is to find anything justifiable about them. This man couldn't even call the man a Samaritan. And Jesus is so loving, so gentle, so full of hope that he doesn't condemn the man. He doesn't say, yo, jerk, you can't even say the Samaritan. Instead, Jesus just says, go and do likewise, which is really, if you think about it, almost an insult to the man. Go and do likewise is basically, hey, go and love like the Samaritan, which would have been, oh man, that's a tough pill to swallow. Well, I encourage you, go love your neighbor as yourself. Tomorrow, we'll begin the work on the final story of Luke 10. Jesus visits Martha and Mary. And we recently did a hapax from this very story. I'll talk about that as well. And if you don't know what I'm talking about there, well, I'll introduce that to you tomorrow also. See you then. God bless.